Hi, I'm Chris Pierce, and I help CEOs, business owners, and entrepreneurs find freedom, purpose, and profit. Today's podcast is entitled, Why You're Not Making the Money You Want. Now, I've just watched a very professional webinar enticing people to join an affiliate marketing scheme. It's really well produced, using all the tricks of the trade. It seems genuine, and I'm sure it works for some. It promises to generate a lot of income. And I found myself thinking, why don't I just sign up and start making money? And I even got quite enthusiastic about the idea as a side hustle. I had images of business flooding in, huge revenues, and the lifestyle to go with it. And then I thought of the business itself. What do I have to do to run the business? And what is the service I'm delivering in exchange for the income? And then the dream started to fall apart. And without going into detail, I realised that I would have to run all kinds of campaigns for products and services that I have absolutely no interest in and that add no obvious value to our world. Now, I'm self-aware enough to know that what I do, which is the value that I deliver to the world, has to take priority over what I get back from it. Or put another way, when I focus on delivering my value, the payback looks after itself. So when all you accountants, financial directors and consultants have stopped jumping up and down in frenzied indignation, I'm not saying forget about the money. I'm not saying don't apply all the usual financial common sense. But what I am saying is that when you prioritise delivering your innate value to the world in an intelligent way, which includes having all the right financial instruments in place, money flows more easily. Why? Because, firstly, you have infinitely more control over what you put out than over what you get back. Secondly, you get more fun, fulfillment and meaning working on purpose than on income. People will get more value from you and will be inclined to pay you more for it. And of course, fixating on value will attract those that are more interested in value than price. Okay, so what does this look like in practice? Well, for the business owner or entrepreneur, this is about adding more and more value to your product or service, finding ways of delivering value to everyone, not just customers, delivering value in the form of knowledge, even at no charge. Always remember that what may be very valuable to a client may not cost you a penny. And for the CEO or corporate executive, it's about ensuring that the business priority is delivering its full value. But, and this is critical, making sure that your leadership gives the people around you what they really need to, in turn, give their value to the business. And that's because your behaviour creates the corporate culture. Now, the ways in which this principle can be applied to our work are infinite, which challenges all of us to find out how we can best make it work. And if you go to my blog, you'll find a few examples. The way I do it is to publish my knowledge in blogs, podcasts, webinars and seminars, but I also make sure that my programs are as jam-packed with value as I can make them. And on top of that, I'm delighted to have long phone calls with potential clients, even if they don't buy, because a good conversation means both people get value, regardless of the outcome. So if you'd like to know more, you've got three options. You can book a call with me here, you can check out my website, or you can watch my webinar. All three links are on the blog, and my website link is chrispierce.coach. That's chrispierce.coach. But don't forget, it's Pierce with an S. I'm Chris Pierce, and I help CEOs, directors, business owners, and entrepreneurs achieve freedom, purpose, and profit. I show you how the levers for change lie with your inner dynamics, your thinking and feeling worlds, so you become the architect of your experience, not a victim.